Aquamini, Enema of the State, and Millennium.
Aquamini.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
Aquamini. Like Aquarius, Gemini. Aquamini.
Makes more sense because Aquamini sounds like somebody bullying you in the pool.
That's exactly right.
Mom, he's being such an Aquamini. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 56 of With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you guys vote, decide on who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I brought three people with me today, two losers and one. Well, I don't know if she's a loser yet. I guess we'll find out. Kevin.
Oh, I'm first again. I was going to do this whole thing where I was going to say three is the magic number, but now I can't do it.
So I mean, you could have still done it as number one.
No.
Justin.
Kevin, you told me to remind you that you have a story to tell, so don't.
Well, yeah, but don't freaking do it before we introduce Lisa, you moron.
I personally love sitting in silence, so it's
this is your reminder. I'm not reminding you again.
And that other voice, for the first time ever, because as we've established, I hate women. We have a female guest, Lisa. Oh,
boy, hi.
What's up?
I'm here. I made it. I can do it on my own. I got this. Hey guys, I'm Lisa Monahan. Hello. You probably know me from 90s Court. If you are familiar with my next pick, which you are because you're listening to this show, you know me from that one because we're all up in your guts and your Facebook group there, Andy and I.
I mean, big time.
That big time. Although I gotta say, thank you for saying both your first and last name. Topa, for some reason, hates introducing people with their full names. So
well, some people don't want their full names out there. I mean,
you would think a podcast host would probably want her full name out there.
Whatever, dude. She fixed it.
I did it. Yeah. So I'm also the host of a show I do called No Skips with my husband, where we go over really popular music from all eras. So 90s and music. It's a whole thing. It's an enjoyable thing I do.
How long have you been doing that show?
Oh, No Skips. It was my New Year's resolution. So Just this song, just since the end of December. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait until January 1st. I had to get started at the end of December. No chill.
I'm shocked that that name wasn't taken by a podcast already.
It was. Okay.
Oh.
Do you want a fun story? Do you want a fun? Obviously. I'll try to make it really fast. It was taken by a show that had like maybe two or three episodes. It was long dead. We were like, that's cool. We can take it because nothing's ever been done. About 6 weeks ago, a much larger group of people, Shea Serrano and the Jinx, started a show called No Skips with Jinx and Shea. And so everyone's coming to our show being like, this isn't them. Well, it's okay. We're getting a lot of like accidental listens. And guess what? I'm not mad about it. So
I just want the download. That's it.
Yeah.
I've seen that in the group a couple of times where people are like, I found this on accident, but I love it. So
yeah, I was like, well, thanks. I guess I love happy accidents, I guess.
Yeah, like Topa's daughter.
Oh.
That was on purpose, people. That one was on purpose. Oh, boy. Sorry, that's Peyton. So what is it like working with your husband on a podcast? Because I think I'd kill Alexa.
Oh, it's, you know, it waxes and wanes, right? Like it's really enjoyable some weeks, like sometimes we're really in the mood, but some weeks he knows I'm totally shitting, like totally bullshitting. He's like, you didn't listen to this album at all. Or like I'll hurt his feelings because it's an album that he really loves. And then I'll be like, I didn't like that shit at all. And he'll be like, he won't like not talk to me, but he'll be like, you could have done better. I'd be like, I can't believe you didn't like this one. So, I mean, it's fun. We usually have like, you know, a whiskey each and sit and talk about it. And it's really just like a casual thing for fun. And then some people find the show and they're like, you don't know shit about this album. I was like, it wasn't about that. It was
about me. Yeah.
I'm just, am I listening to this album? Yes or no? I did it. That's the show.
Do you guys have two different like listening palettes? I don't know if that's a thing, like listening canals. What do you talk about when you say your ears and listening?
We don't listen to it together. We listen to it separately throughout the week and do not discuss it at all. And then we converge every Tuesday night and begin drinking and record the show. And it usually ends up being a hot mess, but it's pretty all right. At first it was like 20 to 40 people listening. Now it's like 900 to 1,000 listens per episode. It's like,
wow.
I did not expect that.
No. This is not what we wanted. We did not sign up for this much success. Yeah. No.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So. Right. So I do have this thing and I got to get it off my chest. All right. And we don't normally like to tell stories, but you guys are going to enjoy this. So my boss is coming to town. Never met him. I've now worked with him at two different companies. So I am meeting him tomorrow. He texts me for our lunch meeting. And he goes, hey, do you know this restaurant? Yeah, we're going to lunch. Yes, I know this restaurant. Okay, can you pick me up an eggplant sandwich and then come meet me at the hotel? So I'm sitting here meeting the CRO of a big company, a Fortune 1000 company. And I am thinking, okay, this is good for my career. This is great. I get to establish myself. I get to, and he's like, no, no, no. I just want you to be my delivery boy, bitch. Like, that's all that I want you for.
Or.
Spin zone.
There's no more. But.
Or you're about to get a raise, you know what I mean?
He wants to come back to the hotel room because that's where the casting couch is. So
yes, he's gonna say, you see,
my boss is not Louis CK, you bastard.
You see that black love seat over there? Go sit on that, Kevin. That's not real leather, baby. Don't worry.
Wear that shirt I like, he says in the email.
Yeah, I was all excited, thought I had a good opportunity. Nope, I'm just here being a delivery boy. That's it.
Or
no, Justin, no. Or Jesus.
Oh boy. Wait, okay, so hold on. If I may backtrack, you've worked with this boss at two different companies. You've never met this person in
COVID.
Person.
Yeah, because of COVID. So I got hired during COVID and then I switched jobs and he's out of New Jersey. I'm here. So it's just, we've never met. So this will be the first time that I've met him, but I literally followed him to this new company. And apparently I just followed him because I know how to pick up a sandwich order. So
is he going to listen to this episode and fire you?
I don't, I mean, he's listened to episodes this before case. He said, but like, there's been times where I've talked about, you know, they've Christopher and Justin like to out me on things. So
yeah,
if I haven't been fired for that yet, I doubt.
One time, Lisa, he admitted that he wore a butt plug to a work meeting and he's still not fired. So it's okay.
I don't remember admitting that.
How else are you supposed to make it in corporate America, honestly?
I don't remember admitting that at all. I don't remember.
That's probably why you're getting the invite to the hotel room.
Right.
The butt plug. Exactly. He's just trying to see what's up.
Don't, but thank you.
I got you, boo. Oh my gosh.
All right, well, can we might as well get into this episode, right? So now that Kevin's butt plugs, I mean, my mind forever. Mm-hmm. Our last episode, we drafted movies from the 1970s. Kevin won.
Duh.
And I came in second place, so the MVP voting is still going strong.
Christopher.
I'm still feeling pretty good about
your
that.
MVP voting, you're not doing well because you've come in third a few times. I'm winning like
you've only had five episodes.
Well, all right.
Second three times, first once, and third once.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm basically the MVP at this point.
I didn't realize,
I feel pretty good about that.
How much you were keeping track of this. This is kind of pathetic.
Just made up all of those numbers.
No, he didn't. That was remarkably accurate. You didn't make that up.
So, Lisa, as you can hear, we fight about everything. And the one thing that I'm always shocked about with 90s court is like, you guys don't want to kill each other, which is pleasantly surprising.
No, we get along pretty damn well. Andy, my co-host, who has been on the show, which was he, Nick, 90s?
90s Nickelodeon cartoons.
Screw him!
Oh, here we go.
There's Justin. Justin and Andy got along real well on that episode.
It was tense listening to that show. I was just like, oh, this is not going the way that I thought it was going to go. but it was, yeah, I thought he did pretty well. But yeah, it when it's just a bunch of dudes, it's a little rougher. I feel like I can hang, but I don't know.
First, how dare you choose SpongeBob?
Yeah, in fairness too, there were two things that happened on that episode. A, Justin was obliterated. Justin's a mean drunk, and Justin was obliterated. The second thing was Toba and I did conspire to get Andy and Justin to fight because Andy told us before the episode that anybody that took SpongeBob, he was going to go after. And Toba and I were just conveniently did not mention that to Justin. So, yeah, that was fun. And it would have been fine if Justin wasn't hammered because he would have taken it in stride. But drunk Justin got a little
grumpy.
Yeah.
I think I got just aggressive enough, really. I just left Salt, where I'm a personal trainer at. And so I'm not drunk right now. And I
said, screw
time. Andy. Still screw Andy. I mean, you know.
This is funny though, because me and Kevin literally can't have a conversation about anything without arguing with each other.
Yes. Actually,
and you two can do it like on a show where you're actively debating something that you, maybe you feel passionate about it, maybe you don't, but still.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin can't talk about like where we're going for lunch without arguing about
Kevin organized Topa's bachelor party. And they almost fist fought at Topa's bachelor party.
No, he didn't. That was two different times.
That was two different times. Me and Juan would have whooped Kevin's ass, though.
I love it this week. I have like reared back at a female friend of mine, but I've never actually made contact with a friend. It's like, I probably should get that out of my system.
It's a good thing it didn't happen because Kevin almost got jumped by Topa and our friend Juan. It would have been bad.
Kevin tried to punch Justin once, but he missed.
Yeah, he did miss. And I wasn't even looking.
Justin deserved to get punched that day. And Topa and I have never actually gotten into a fight. I just knocked his hat off because he was being a little bitch.
I thought that was at his bachelor party.
It wasn't.
Intrigued.
It was not. No, it was when Kevin came back from Miami and he was living with me and making me and my future wife miserable. It just boiled over and eventually... it was rough, but you know what? We're here now. So things went great.
Boy, look how far you've come.
That's it. Really nowhere at all. Lisa, we were surprised. So we did the 70s episode. Mm-hmm. Apparently people don't like the 70s. Apparently
nobody
that's
cares about the 70s.
Yeah. Nobody cares about it. So I don't really want to talk about it much, but like, did you like the 70 movies that we picked?
I am going to go ahead and out myself as a very unpopular opinion person in that I mostly dislike film from 1970 to 1988. Like, I just,
it's a
like
very specific year
because 89 is where shit starts to get a
Batman
little bit
better. Came out in 89.
It's just Michael Keaton. Like, I literally am like, what movie came out in 89 that she really wants to get in?
I can't,
the only one
I can't say specifically. It's just like, that's when shit started to get good, which is to say I was 4 years old, and so things, I was starting to actually remember some of these, but going back and watching 80s films is like, do I have to?
80s films suck.
And then as a result, 70s film, which I'm totally wrong about. I know I'm wrong. And I'm probably going to lose this, you know, fantasy pick with all you guys as well. I'm cool with losing too. I love my unpopular opinions. I stand by them. I just don't like 70s films. In fact, I had to kind of, you know, scour the list and be like, which one to go with? I don't even remember what I picked.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? Probably didn't pick me because I did not have many votes on the Facebook.
Yeah,
Twitter loves me though.
We need that on this podcast. We need someone who isn't afraid of just saying how they feel and not pandering. I mean, I'm the only one who does it. Topa and Kevin pander to the fans all the time. They choose picks they've never even seen or heard before. It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal.
I want to mute him, but he hasn't talked that much this episode. So like, muting him would be a little out of place. But every time he talks, I want to choke him.
Yes, so I'm doing my job right on par.
Well, before this goes any further down the rails, today we're going to come back more into our wheelhouse. The 70s were really good for movies, whether you believe it or not. But Kevin doesn't like any of the music from the 70s. So if you disagree with him, make sure you DM about that. Tell him how wrong he is.
Right.
But we're going to move up 20 years to the 90s, your wheelhouse, Lisa.
Woo.
And honestly, all of our wheelhouses. Except Justin, because he's a little baby back bitch. And we're going to draft our favorite albums from the 1990s today.
I resent that.
I know.
Resemble that. That's
different. You resemble that. Yeah.
Sorry.
How old are you, Justin?
28.
Okay. Yeah.
I was born in 92. So, hey, Andy, spoiler alert. Some of my picks are going to be in 99 because that's when I started listening to music.
You didn't listen to any music until you were 7.
I mean,
not a single song, Topa.
I could tell you all the Fleetwood Mac songs, but I wasn't born when they came out, Justin.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So, like, my favorite albums that, like, I actually went out and, like, or asked for my birthday or something, I received, like, probably around 99, 2000. However,
you were also so poor. There's no way your parents bought you any albums.
Ouch, man. They listened to this. That's brutal. Mom and Dad, you guys tried.
I was also very poor. Was there anyone who was wealthy in the 90s?
I had lots of money. Started private school in 1999, bitches. That's right.
I went to New Bedford Public Schools. I was screwed from the jump.
Texas public education.
Which is why Kevin has zero friends to this day. He thinks his friends from his private schools are actually his friends. They don't even show up when he invites them. It's just me and Topa there.
It's me and Justin. And we only go because we're obligated.
I know.
Lisa, can we get into the topic?
Did Kevin let you pick this topic? Was this your idea?
Yes. Yeah. At first, what were we talking first? What was the first idea?
Disaster movies. Because you right. are a tornado chaser, which we never got into.
Right. I am a storm chaser. Yeah. I do that on the side. I'm a mom of three. I sew. I do some hot ass latte art. I do podcasting and I also chase storms on the side. So I'm never not doing something. And that's one of the things I do. So yeah, Twister would have been like my only pick. And then I'd be like, oh, duh.
I think Twister would have been anyone's only pick. I don't think, are there other ones?
The perfect storm. The perfect storm.
Yeah, there's a lot of
the day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, Armageddon, Deep Impact. Like there's a lot. We'll do that topic at some point.
The Wizard of Oz.
Maybe we'll have Lisa back for that one.
Yeah.
I'm down.
We'll see. We'll see how this one goes. We'll see. You know, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So, I know you're trying to pretend like you like women now by like immediately inviting her back, but like, let's not force it. Okay.
Oh boy.
Oof. Oof.
Kevin, this is as good a time as any to get your stupid rules out of the way. You want to do that?
No, we have to get the order from Lisa first. God, you are the worst.
Oh, I was going to do that, but then I started talking about tornadoes and I got distracted. That's cool.
Tornadoes are extremely sexy. Is it okay to be distracted by them? It's fine. I got to choose order. I assume guest is okay to go first.
Wherever you want to cheer.
Because I did the Excel spreadsheet for my notes, because I'm a complete nerd, I did a function to randomize your names and give you order. So the order the Excel, because I didn't want to be partial.
There are four of us and she had to do a function of it.
But because I wanted it to be completely impartial. Mm-hmm. Completely impartial.
Well, I mean, so. You know me, I'm a nerd. I love the spreadsheet.
So correct. I'm so nervous. It's myself, then Kevin, then Chris, then Justin.
Oof.
Justin with the last pick. Big time loser. She did that on purpose because you talk shit about Andy.
I love you, Andy, okay. But that was not the reason why.
All right, Kevin.
All right. So rules. These are fairly easy. So obviously we're doing 90s. So this comes up every time we do this, when we do a decade draft, we're doing when the album drops. So there may be singles that dropped in the 2000s or in the 80s, but when the album actually hit stores, because it did hit stores in the 90s, that's when it qualifies. The only other rule that I had was no compilations, no wow, this is music, that's not going to play.
It's now, dumbass.
Now, wow, whatever.
Whoa, wow would have been music. Better.
Wow, that's what I call music. I had Now 7 when I was a kid. It had a Shake Your Tail Feather on it. Big
you,
fan.
You hate Nelly, though. See, that's why
I do, but I love Shake Your Tail Feather.
Okay, I don't know that one. Can you regale us real quick? I'm putting you on the spot so hard. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go.
I don't know this one. I'll look it up.
Apart. I'm falling apart. I don't know if I should go chorus or if I should go verse. Shake your tail feather. Pop some, move something. Shake your tail feather. It's a good song.
Okay.
It's from I'll Bad Boys 2, I think.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Where you from? Who you came with?
Who you came with? Oh,
turn around. Where you from? Turn around. What's your name?
Is that your ass or your mama half reindeer?
There it is. Wow.
Brought you in a little bit there, Toba.
No compilations, so it means no Now This Is Music and no greatest hits or anything like that.
Okay.
The only other rule is if they were a movie soundtrack, I guess that's okay, but it's really like
Of a compilation?
It is kind
so of a compilation. So it depends on the soundtrack. There are soundtracks that are all by like one person, so it's not really a compilation, you know what I mean?
Like the Space Jam 1989 soundtrack.
I can't answer that. I don't know. But I was thinking like wasn't Tarzan all Phil Collins or like Toy Story so like you could have something like that, I guess. So
if I wasn't you wanted to lose. Those. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to lose. Well, that goes to there go two of Justin's. Because he was still watching cartoons as a child.
All right, Kevin, read our promo.
Yes, I can, and I will, and I will read it well. I
used to get so much shit for trying to like stall the reading the promo, and now that Kevin's actually winning, he's doing the same damn thing.
And so I actually sent show notes this time. I normally don't do that.
I know.
In fairness, I have a lot of things on my plate. Okay, I'm editing as we're doing this episode.
We can tell. Come on.
All right. Tonight's episode is brought to you by your local music shop. remember when people used to go, oh, damn it, there's no comma there. Remember when people used to go to the store to buy new music? Well, so do we, and you're really hurting our feelings. Do you want us to go away like Blockbuster? Please, for the love of God, buy a CD. Fuck you, Spotify.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Amen to that.
That was Topa's. Topa wrote these show notes in a very aggressive manner. Very.
I felt personally attacked reading the email when it came through.
Thank you. That's what I even texted him. I was like, did you know you sent this to Lisa too? And he's like, yeah. And I was just like, okay, well, we'll be talking about this tomorrow.
No, I know. I listen to this show all the time. I know what I got myself into. The email was just a little appetizer.
Yeah, you're welcome. Alexa came home from a bachelorette weekend Sunday night, and I hadn't done anything for the show. And I had the baby all weekend, so I was very busy. So last night at like 10 o'clock, I was like, shit, I have to do show notes. And that's what happened. They came out aggressive. They weren't anyway meant to be aggressive. It wasn't really a story. Mm. It was more like an excuse. Oh, all right, Lisa, you have the first pick.
Okay, this was tough. This was really, really tough, as I'm sure you all feel. And I know that this is going to, as I said earlier, my choices are not going to be pandering to the audience, even though they should be in some cases. I'm going for my first pick, which is going to be Radiohead's OK Computer, dropped in 1997. Oh, don't even.
I think Radiohead is so overrated. I hate that band with a passion. They have one song. One.
I'm sorry. They have one song?
Yes.
What song would that
be? Creep. Creep is a banger. Creep may be the best song of that decade. Creep is
good, but you're wrong that that's... Ugh. No, you're... Ugh. I know that in everyone else's head, I should have picked a very much more popular band from a different area, but I had to go with Radiohead because that was true to my spirit. So Radiohead's OK Computer, Paranoid Android, Karma Police. Come on, man.
I'm not actually
going to try to sway you because I don't care that much, but it's...
I've listened. I've tried. Radiohead sucks.
I was hoping you were going to... everything. I was hoping you were going to keep going until you named a song I've actually heard.
That's okay. I know a lot of the albums I have selected are not going to be ones you know, and that's okay.
That's not your fault. It's my parents' fault for not having me earlier.
Or yes, having money so they could buy you CDs.
They couldn't even afford radio.
God. They couldn't afford radio. That shit was free. All right. So that sucks because she took an album that wasn't on my list, and I was hoping, like, this list sucks. This is not
fun. I agree with you 100% because I don't know what I want to pick first.
Yeah, like,
I think there's one clear first
pick. There is a clear first pick, and I had to choose against it.
All right. If Lisa had given me first pick, I probably would have quit.
All right, then I'll take the first pick. Give me Nevermind by...
That's the one I wanted, though.
That's the one. I was hoping Lisa would take it because I was hoping for another one. Of the same ilk, but give me Nevermind. That is a very iconic album, very iconic. What do you call them? Art with the naked baby and the penis. So
yeah. Yeah. Art.
Yeah. baby penis is art.
that's the clear first round.
That was,
if you're trying to win, that's like the number five album all time, like ever.
It's also a banger too. It's not even just like... it's a banger.
It smells like Teenage Spirit or something like that, right?
In Bloom, Teenage Spirit, yep. Come As You Are. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's some really great songs on that album. We covered it on No Skips, and I was like, I actually don't like that album, but I tried. Really? I tried. Hey. Keep for effort. Again, unpopular opinion. Yeah.
Okay, well, that kind of ruins my day because that's what I wanted. And so... I'm going to be a little strategic here. I'm not panicking. I even starred the ones I like today.
So I don't know. He kind of feels like he's panicking a little bit. Just I might be.
I'm going to take...
He's stalling.
Some strategy here. I'm going to take Dookie by Green
Day. Oh, son of a bitch. I had this whole thing where I was going to be like, your next pick. And I was like, oh, Topa, that pick is Dookie. And that's my next pick. I had this whole thing planned out, you bitch.
But you're dumb. Basket Case, Longview. Mm-hmm. When I Come Around, that is an absolute rocket of an album. So... I'm happy to get it here and some strategy so that I don't think Justin's going to take one of the other ones I wanted. So I feel pretty good about this. What the fuck just happened?
That may be fair. what did happen?
My laptop just did like a thing. It was like, hey, you want to listen to Dookie right now? And I was like, nah, I'm busy, but maybe after. Go ahead, Justin. You get two in a row.
All right. So I don't usually do this. I usually do try to pander and win, but for this one, I wanted to at least be able, like, if my picks were argued against. I wanted to at least have some idea of what I'm talking about. So I picked albums that I actually knew songs from.
From 1999.
No, I'm going to start a little before that, but it's going to get there pretty quickly. I'm going to start with What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis. And then did someone just make I'm not looking at the thing, but it sounded like someone almost puked. And nope. I'm going to go with
Everybody complimented you. So yeah, you can get that.
And then paranoia my second pick, I'm going to go with Jagged Little Pill from
you Alanis bitch. Morissette. You bitch, you bitch.
Because I love Alanis Morissette. It's like a guilty pleasure of mine. I don't even know if it's guilty, but it's definitely a pleasure.
You bitchy bitch, he says.
Ah, my bitch. That's such a good fucking album. Damn
it's
it.
It's a great album. It's a great
you
album.
You ought to know is so.
Yes.
You ought to know.
Canada's greatest export, Alanis Morissette.
God. Then Justin Bieber.
Oh, come on, Celine Dion. That'd be ridiculous.
Or Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Those are two really good picks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't often compliment you. I'm going to take the album 10 by Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Alive, Jeremy, Evenflow. I mean, most of the hits are on that one. It's a great album, and I'm happy about it.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good pick.
So far, I have not shit down my leg, so I feel pretty good.
So far, you have not shit down your leg. All right. Literally. So I don't know Lisa well enough to know how she's going to go. So This one's kind of a little strategery. I might be able to get this a little bit later, but I don't know. So let's just make sure. So I'm going to take my favorite band from the 90s. They're not my favorite band anymore, but they were absolutely unequivocally my favorite band in the 90s. Give me Backstreet's Back by the Backstreet Boys.
All right.
I have to get that album. That one is so freaking good. Some people might think it's not the best one, but I do. I personally think that was
what the best. Songs are on that one? Because that's not the Backstreet Boys album that I had written down.
So all their original, hold on, I gotta look it up because I was doing my research and then I didn't write down any songs.
So Kevin, you're actually looking for the album titled Backstreet Boys by the Backstreet Boys.
No, I thought that one.
No, I thought that no, one... Backstreet's Back is on the album Backstreet Boys. Backstreet, I know this because it's back. Late 90s.
Right. Nah, it says everybody in parentheses Backstreet. Oh, maybe
that's the name of the
that's
song.
The song.
No, I am dookie sometimes.
This you is are dookie
it's
sometimes.
It's actually called Backstreet Boys. I wrote down Backstreet's Back. I think he just gets that one song now, right?
Yeah.
No.
The album's still on the board.
Yeah, that's still what I wanted. The self-titled Backstreet's Back. No, it says right here. It literally, so there was one in 1996.
You said it wrong again, by the way.
Hold on. In 1996, there was Backstreet Boys. And then in 1997, there's Backstreet's Back. That's the one. That's the actual album. I
that's
knew I
you want. You want Backstreet's Back.
Song dropped.
Second album, Backstreet's Back.
Oh my God, Kevin,
I'm just gonna write
wrong.
It down.
It's got everybody. It's got As Long as You Love Me. All
Kevin,
I have to give.
Kevin, sweetheart, Backstreet's Back dropped as a single in '97. Backstreet Boys is the album it was on. I know my Backstreet Boys trivia. Backstreet's Back is not an album. You are wrong and stupid. Give it up. Backstreet's Back is on Backstreet Boys. It came out. It was a single in 97. The album came out in 96.
All right. Well, I'm looking at Wikipedia here. Wikipedia's never wrong, so I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, I could edit Wikipedia right now to say the album is called Kevin's Dumb. Would you pick Kevin's Dumb, the album?
Fine. Whatever Backstreet Boys. Yes. Let's move on.
He's so mad that he can't even get the album right about his face.
Still not the Backstreet Boys one I want. I'm looking at it on Wikipedia like right now this second. So I don't know what you want.
I'm looking at it on Apple.
We want you to quiet down so Lisa can make our next two picks.
All right.
I've got two picks. I'm very excited because these are two absolute bangers. Okay. Are you ready? I'm going to take Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Dropped in 95. Tonight, Zero, Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Amazing. All right.
Can you repeat the name of that album one time?
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. It's Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N.
I spelled that
fix
wrong.
It. The autocorrect will take care of that.
For real. And then with my second pick, I'm going to take Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt.
Damn you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone was taking Tragic Kingdom.
No, that was in my top four. Yeah, so I'm feeling good about that.
Christopher, I had it on my list too. So
did you? Yep. I was looking. So I was a little quick segue here. I was looking yesterday and I was like, every No Doubt song I like is on this album.
Yeah, And it was, and like my husband and I were talking about it last night as we were kind of like cussing and discussing. And I was like, Tragic Kingdom was awesome because ska was huge in the 90s, but ska kind of died, but no doubt didn't because Gwen Stefani. And so, and plus she was just badass. And they were actually very, very good. Plus they kind of evolved over time. But Tragic Kingdom was like mint. So good.
Great pick. That is a fantastic pick.
Yeah.
No argument there.
I hate the Smashing Pumpkins, but the other one.
I will say I also don't love the Smashing Pumpkins that much, but I do love most of the singles from Melancholy.
I like one song. I like 1979. That's the only Smashing Pumpkins song that doesn't drive me nuts.
But Zero's like riff, like that's how I did it. I did a great job. That was
it was amazing.
I've ever done.
You sounded just like them. I thought you actually put it on.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Third round. I'm shocked, pleasantly shocked that this album is still here. I thought for sure one of you two was going to grab it earlier. So give me Illmatic. Very happy to get Illmatic here.
It's a good album.
It
was next for me.
The only negative about that album, it's not long enough.
I know. That's a fact.
That's what she said.
That's it.
That's a good one.
Facts. Yeah. So the only reason I didn't pick Illmatic is because I think there are four rap albums that are like interchangeable on this list, and I wanted someone else to make the first choice. So since you did that, I'm gonna pick Ready to Die. Big Papa, Juicy, absolute banger.
I don't know if that's, I know what you're saying, and I have it on my list. I gotta be honest, I think you missed. That would have been though. In fairness, I'm not a Biggie fan. Biggie Tupac, it was always Tupac for me, so Biggie's that's not even remotely close. So I always have beef, but I think there are a couple other albums that are better rap albums. Go ahead.
I think there are four or five that are like right there. So happy with it.
All right. I'm going to take, with my next pick, I'm going to take, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill because,
oh my God, really? I thought for sure I was getting that next round.
I love Lauryn Hill, and I love especially that one song that obviously everybody knows what I'm talking about. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And
Tova, you know that song. Lauryn Hill's a banger. We talked about it.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Some
like old white dude.
No.
No, that's
You'd
not
even be like heaven to touch. That's a different song, I think.
No.
I wanna hold you so much. It's like an old white man that sings that song from like 1958.
We just covered this song on
You're thinking of Justin, you're not talking about that thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you on that album is that Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I promise it's by Lauryn Hill originally. It's the
song that you just sung is not by Lauryn Hill originally.
She covered it, but it's not the original.
Oh, then it's not her originally. I think she did a better job, made it more famous.
Doo Wop is fantastic.
Doo Wop is good, and X Factor is also great on that album.
Yeah.
I did not know that was who sings that? Who's originally?
It's an old white dude. Hold on.
Tova's under care of it. That's right. They like sang it in like Ted or something.
Oh, that's fucking what's his name there? Frankie Valli.
And the Four Seasons.
I just talked about that on 90s Court, literally the last episode.
Frankie Valli. I don't know if the Four Seasons were involved in that one.
Yeah.
Tope, fuck off.
Yeah.
Kevin's obviously never seen Jersey Boys.
I'm gonna say the Outkast album incorrectly, but it's Aquamini.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Aquamini, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to take just for Hey Ya and that other one that I like on that
album.
Hey
Ya is not on that album.
Not that album.
Then I'm incorrect.
I wrote it down.
Yeah,
he gets Aquamini. I don't know anything from that album.
It is on a list, but I am with Topa. That is, it does not have Hey Ya. It doesn't have Roses. It doesn't have
I'll tell you what it has in one set.
It doesn't have Miss Jackson. It doesn't have any of the like.
No, so this is great. So Justin's over here telling everybody that my Backstreet's Back was not correct. And he's fucking been wrong on every single one of his picks.
In my defense, that was not correct. Oh, yeah. So whatever I was reading before and I was looking that up said something about those songs, but it was not on the album. So that was a bad pick on me. But hopefully people like it.
Maybe you should, do some research before you do the show. Tova, it's on to your pick.
Well, Kevin, this next pick This next pick is very mandatory, Kevin. It is mandatory Metallica's self-titled album, Enter Sandman, Nothing Else Matters. I'm pretty sure Master of Puppets is on that one, but I might be wrong about the third one.
Metallica sucks. I don't even like them.
Oh, no, Metallica sucks. I've seen Kevin on more than 15 occasions walk into my home, yell, Echo, play Metallica. Grab my baby and yell, Peyton, it's mandatory Metallica.
His baby fucking loves Metallica. What am I supposed to do about it?
My baby never heard Metallica. By the way, that gets her really pumped. Let me play some John Mayer. Cools her right down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She does. She does get hyped on the fucking Metallica. And it's good. She's it's a good big time.
Metallica guy.
It's a good time. Girl. I enjoy it. She loves it. That's great. She doesn't have to remember that she was a mistake. You know, there we go.
She was not a mistake. We did that on purpose.
There's so many things being said right now. Holy shit.
Luckily, Peyton will never listen to this.
Yeah, we'll be way canceled by then. Give me Baby One More Time by
good choice
by Britney. You know, there are, when you think of the 90s, there are a few bands and artists that really popped, and she obviously is one of them. So I'm happy with that pick.
Andy's gonna be so mad at you. That album came out in like November of 99.
I know, I looked that up.
It was only in the 90s for a month and a half. How dare you?
Well, we're picking. What? No, it's not the same thing. What he said about SpongeBob was correct. SpongeBob ran for like 13 seasons, and like half of the first season was in 1999.
Andy, you really struck a chord with poor Justin here. Apparently. He's never recovered from you.
Let it go. My
you dog walked him so bad that he's.
I wake up every night thinking about it.
True.
All right, Lisa.
All right. I'm going with, this is a really tough one to choose. I'm going to go with Weezer's Blue Album, 94. Buddy Holly, Say It Ain't So, Sweater Song. That's
the sweater song, right?
The sweater song.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Weezer's Blue Album.
My name's so, Jonas.
Lisa, would have been, other than the fact that you are a woman and I...
And you guys hate me, that's fine.
Well, Topa hates you. But yeah, like,
Kevin and Justin hate women. I love them.
I was scared. I would say that I was more scared of women. In the 90s, in the early
still
2000s.
Is,
but like the, your music choice,
2020s.
we would have synced. I like everything that you've picked.
Yeah, yeah. Radiohead guy,
definitely Radiohead.
I didn't like Radiohead in the 90s. I was more afraid of them, and then as I got older, I was like, oh shit, it's cool to be afraid of music sometimes. I guess I don't know. It gets I like some weird, scary shit these days. And I was like, Radiohead kind of does it for me sometimes. If you're in
yeah, the that's what Korn does for me. Yeah,
I loved Korn. I loved Korn. And I'm a little embarrassed to say that, but I really did love Korn. Follow the Leader was a dope album.
Lisa.
What's up?
I have to ask.
No, go for it.
You've said Korn, said Weezer. Like, I think we're in sync. System of a Down, Toxicity?
Yeah.
Oh, banger,
all
right?
Day. Yeah. My favorite rock band of all time was probably Deftones. I saw them a few times. I actually got backstage with Deftones once. Yay.
Really?
That was wild. It was funny enough, it was actually during the Hey Ya era. So they were playing like Hey Ya backstage. I was like, this is amazing. But yeah.
Justin, Hey Ya came out in like 2002, by the way.
Hey Ya came out in 95 when that album came out, 96.
Big Time didn't.
Nope. Yeah.
Big Time didn't.
All right, Lisa, you get another one.
Oh, another one. I'm going to go for it. TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool.
Oh, that was my next pick. Crazy
Sexy Cool. I wrote that down in big letters.
Yep.
That's the Waterfalls, right? That's all.
Yeah, Waterfalls, Digging on You, Red Light Special. Oh,
yeah.
Such a good album. Yeah. So Blue Album and Crazy Sexy Cool. Couldn't be more different, but damn.
I was gonna say very diverse right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's a banger pick. I'm gonna have to pivot a little bit, but it's an easy pivot for me. I was gonna take this with my last pick, but now I don't have to really gamble that Topa and Justin don't take it. This is legitimately my favorite. Second favorite rap album of all time, probably the favorite of that decade. Give me 2001, Dre. Love it. Came out in 1999, November.
Really?
So, yeah, I looked it up. Yep. I knew it came out because we've talked about this before. So
Dre 2001?
Dre 2000, I know, right? Isn't that dumb?
But yes. You chose 2001 over...
Over Chronic? Yeah.
Over the Chronic?
Yeah, I like 2001 better than the Chronic.
I agree. Okay. That wasn't going to make it back to you, Kevin.
Okay.
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 This Dre, pick is... Big Time for me, and I watched Ted last night, which only reaffirmed my love. Cracked Rear View, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh my gosh.
It has Only Want to Be With You, Hold My Hand, Time, classics. Taking it.
Only Want to Be With You. That's a great song.
All sing the same way. Damn it. All these 90s bands.
All right. All right, Ted. Did you watch Ted last night too?
No. I was not in your bed watching it with you.
That would be cool. I wouldn't watch it in bed. I watched it on the couch. So
jokes. Thank you very much. Let's put that out there.
All right, Justin, two, your last two.
My last two. All right. Well, my first one's easy for me. I'm going to take Enema of the State, Blink-182.
Ooh.
I didn't have that on my list. Is that what?
Neither did I.
What's his name again and all of those?
Yeah. Stuff? Yeah. Adam Song. All the small things.
You know what? I agree with Topa. Let's do some research on this.
I think
99.
What's My Name Again 99. Came out on Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, but I could be wrong.
Is that really the album name?
The album name is absolutely Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh, that's awesome.
It came out in 99. It's What's My Age Again, Adam's Song, All the Small Things, Going Away to College, all on that album. Great album.
I mean, the good thing is he could be lying to us and it won't matter, Topa, because it's not like the fans are going to know anyways. They're too dumb.
That's true. He could have picked
I'm also not lying. That one I know. That was
a good album. That one he got right. Yeah, I Googled. I fact checked him.
So quick. 1 out of 5. Not bad. Not bad. Good ratio.
I'm
assuming he knows Jagged Little Pill.
One wrong.
All right, also, Justin, last pick.
I think my last pick, I'm going to go with... So, Kevin got the Backstreet Boys album that I wanted, but I'm going to go with the Backstreet Boys album that has the best Backstreet Boys song. The one I needed, the most iconic Backstreet Boys song, at least. Maybe not my personal favorite, but I'm going to go with Millennium.
So that's the one I had. I don't argue with you, Justin. The album is not as good. You're right.
I agree.
The best Backstreet Boys song is from Millennium.
I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with you. There's four good songs to Millennium. The entire Backstreet Boys is a good album, but we're in the last round here, so I'm okay with taking an album that had I Want It That Way, that is...
Larger Than Life's on that
Larger one, Than Life, with. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All so right.
That was my next pick. And you ruined it. I have four things starred here. One of them, I have too much of that genre already, so I can't do it.
Mm.
One of them is, it was only if I was confident I was going to lose, I was going to pick it because it would have been funny for me. But I feel pretty good about this list so far, so I'm not going to do that. What I am going to do is I'm going to take Old Usher. The album is called My Way.
Okay.
It has You Make Me Wanna, Nice and Slow, and of course the title song, My Way. Mm-hmm. Old Usher, far superior to New Usher.
What? Hold on. What's New Usher?
Like anything.
Confessions?
He's saying like far superior to like now. Like,
okay, I just want to
like
make
Usher
sure.
Usher from like 06, like Little Freak version of Usher.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There Goes My Baby.
Let It Burn in My Confession.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Fantastic.
Want to make sure?
Yeah. Nice and Confessions, Slow was a weird track to be a fan of in such a young grade.
I realized recently that a lot of songs that I listened to were not acceptable.
Correct. Middle school was a weird time for me. Definitely a weird time for me.
Too Close to My Next is all about getting a boner while you're dancing. And I had no idea until relatively recently. And then honestly, Jagged Little Pill, You Ought to Know. She Go Down on You in a Theater. I was fucking 8 years old.
Right.
I hope not.
Screaming it.
And I'm here to remind you.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, a lot of the music we listened to in the 90s was probably not acceptable. But
correct.
Yeah, My Way. Big fan of Old Usher. So that's where I'm going with that. We'll see what happens.
I'm really, really unhappy with that pick by you, Topa, because I'm also in a similar situation. I don't care if I spoil this for Lisa, but like,
that's cool.
Californication's out there. Blueprint and Reasonable Doubt's out there.
Yep, had them both on my list.
The Score by the Fugees is out there. Doggy Style's out there. And nobody's taken NSYNC yet. So like, fuck.
Those are all things that I've thought. They're all, you've named three of my like four starred albums, but I didn't want to be too heavy into one genre. I wanted to get some R&B. So I did.
I mean,
I'm with you, Kevin.
How did nobody take NSYNC? That's a fucking NSYNC's mess.
NSYNC's
admittedly a better album than Millennium, but I was a Backstreet Boys fan myself. So I took Backstreet Boys.
This I promise you slaps.
NSYNC has to be taken. But I've already taken Britney Spears and freaking Backstreet Boys. How do I also take
go NSYNC? For the
go
the,
with your
the
heart,
pop crew,
Kevin.
Man? There's going to be the people who are like, I was pop all the way down.
But the problem is I didn't say the one that I actually wanted to take right here, which is Slim Shady LP, because that introduced
us.
Oh,
that's rad.
I know, right? But this one, it's too good. It was too iconic to the 90s. Give me NSYNC self-titled album.
Good deal.
In sync asterisk.
Actually, you know what? No, I don't want that one.
I wrote it down. It's too late.
I can fix it. Don't worry. I want the In Sync Christmas album.
That's.
I guess I can technically.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can just do that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Kevin is just. You better hope people love Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which they should.
That's a bad. But that album has like three good songs, which is a lot for a Christmas album.
So it's true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
All right, Lisa, you can finish this off.
All right, my final pick. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to go for Mariah Carey's Daydream.
That was another one that I had there.
Yeah, Fantasy, mm-hmm. One Sweet Day, Always Be My Baby. Basically, the best era of Mariah.
The only era.
The only era. Everything. Butterfly was good. Yeah, you get it. See, yeah. We're going to have like a little karaoke sesh after
this. Yeah, Toba and I have legitimately been on double dates before banging out to Mariah Carey. So absolutely, like that has been a thing.
Oh,
be my
baby. Oh boy, I'm sure absolutely. That. It's crazy, great.
Beautiful things.
I know that album from start to finish, listened to it like literally thousands of times as a kid. And even though it's not my favorite anymore, I can still be like, nope, this was her heyday. So.
I always knew that Fantasy was a bop because I watched Rush Hour, and that was the song that she was singing when she got abducted. So
nice.
Yeah. That's true.
That's how you know it's a good song.
Yeah, that's how I know it's a good song. That's it. Call them little Chinese girls. That's offensive.
I apologize to the Chinese contingent. I didn't mean to.
This is the mega cancel episode. Shit.
Some albums we didn't say that probably could have been picked. Sublime, self-titled album, Sublime, which I didn't choose because I had too many. Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers.
Yep.
Big Willie Style was the one I was going to pick if I was losing.
No, didn't he had Millennium, which was better.
No, Millennium came out in the 2000s, you fool.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, but Millennium came out in 1999. So Willie Style, Millennium
getting jiggy with it. Miami.
Yeah.
Just the two of us and Men in Black.
Very, very good album.
Men in Black was on that album too.
Uh-huh. It was a bonus track. I had that I had it on cassette back in the day, back in like 96. Wore that shit out.
Honorable mention to Come On Over by Shania Twain that gave us Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
That was on my list. I also had Spice Girls. No one said Spice Girls. Oof. That was
surprised because Kevin loves the Spice Girls.
I mean, even if you can't stand them now, that was a huge album.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's it. Yeah. Don't listen.
Wannabe's a classic. Also, Core by the Stone Temple Pilots. I really like Sex Type Thing, Plush and Creep.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes,
Blood Sugar, Sex, Magic. We didn't have. Well, they say that's Californication is the album of that decade for
Give It Away, Suck My Kiss.
Yeah.
Ones that we did choose, however, Lisa, you had the first pick. You took OK Computer by Radiohead, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness by Smashing Pumpkins.
a little melodramatic there. Yeah.
That's because I scribbled it all out because I couldn't spell.
No, I mean the title of the album is just like, oh, get over yourself sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Billy Corgan's a real creep. Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt, The Blue Album by Weezer, Crazy Sexy Cool by TLC, and Daydream by Mariah Carey.
Very happy with that list.
Oh, that was great analysis. That's amazing.
Loved it.
That's Topa analysis right there.
That is Topa analysis. I like that.
I like it.
You know, she doesn't need to say anything else because she's better at this than you are. She's probably going
to
win, Toba.
Do I need to say anything? I can say more things. Fine. About
you
my said list.
You can say whatever you want to say. It was your time, but you blew it. You blew it. No, your time's over.
No, it can't retract. No, I'm happy with Radiohead. I set myself up for being the big weirdo with Radiohead.
Toba cutting off a woman. I never would have.
Oh, here we go.
You do hate women. I see it. I feel it now. Oh my gosh. No, I feel good, especially with like Mariah Carey at the end. That one feels good. That was I was gonna pick Bjork. I was even gonna throw in Selena because that was a huge album for like Latin America and whatnot, but I was like, yeah, Mariah Carey wins. So
I almost thought about taking Santana. He had that big album in the 90s, but meh.
Sorry guys.
Kevin, you had the second pick. You took Nevermind. You took some combination of Backstreet Boys, Backstreet's Back, Everybody. I don't know.
There's some nebulous pick.
Some just clusterfuck of Backstreet Boy. You took Illmatic, Baby One More Time,
Yeah.
2001, and very specifically the NSYNC Christmas album.
Yeah. I needed to make sure. Well, here's the thing. Folks, fans. I want you to understand that these guys fucked up. These guys had 18 picks between them, and they did not take an NSYNC song. But I already had two of that type of genre. So I needed to branch out. So thus I pulled in some Christmas.
Why not the Hanson Christmas album?
Because Hanson fucking blows.
Also, they're from Oklahoma. Nothing good ever comes from there. Nope.
Oh, nothing. Oklahoma.
No, nothing. Toby Keith is from Oklahoma.
Toby Keith sucks.
Oh,
Toby Keith's awesome.
Like Toby Keith.
Justin's in bed with Toby Keith right now.
Literally. His beard's scratching me.
Ew. I googled the NSYNC Christmas album really fast. I was trying to disqualify you. But no,
I knew. I knew when it came out. I looked it up. That's all why right. I know Backstreet's Back is the right album. Fuck you, Justin.
It's not.
Whatever. I'm gonna send it to Justin. He can figure it out.
Send me the third album cover that says Backstreet's Back.
I had the third pick. I took Dookie, my Green Day, 10, Ready to Die, Metallica, Cracked Rearview, and My Way. I'm very happy with this. Which means I will probably lose in horrific fashion. But I love this list. And I'm not going to lie to you, aside from like the Radiohead, no offense, I'm going to really enjoy the playlist I make because of this list. Oh, quality yeah. across the board. Except for Aquamany. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, super upset. Super.
I'll throw Hey Ya on there just for the people.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Justin, you had the last pick. What's the Story, Morning Glory, Jagged Little Pill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Aquamany, Enema of the State, and Millennium.
Aquamany.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
Aquamany. Like Aquarius, Gemini. Aquamany.
Makes more sense because Aquamany sounds like somebody bullying you in the pool.
That's exactly right.
Mom, he's being such an Aquamany.
I really like my list other than that one pick, which obviously I was incorrect on. Other than that, I really, really like my list. Lauryn Hill, Alanis Morissette, got even Blink 182 on there, which is my favorite album that was drafted today, just personally. There's nothing against you guys. Yeah. So, very happy.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
Hopefully 5 out of 6 are strong enough to combat the one.
Well, only time will tell.
At least you don't have a pool bully. That's all that
a
really
pool bully. A pulley? That's the best pulley. Ooh, yeah, that's the best portmanteau I've ever heard. A pulley.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, this draft is officially in the books.
Hold on, Toba. We have to thank our guest for being awesome.
Every fucking time I try to do something, he cuts me off and then does what I was just about to do.
Is this why you guys fight so much?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Lisa, thank you for coming. Yeah. I apologize for the behavior of my co-hosts.
I knew what I was getting into. It was totally fine. I almost had wine. I was like, no, hold your own. And then you have wine after the fact.
So. You've earned a wine. You've definitely earned at least one.
Yeah. His co-host, what did I do wrong besides make fun of myself?
You went after Andy the entire episode. Andy,
poor guy's not even in the defense.
Nothing but supportive of this podcast from day one.
Only a couple times. Andy and I have had a love-hate relationship since day one.
Speaking of going after Andy, I think now is a very good time to lay down the gauntlet.
Yes. So this is where we pressure Lisa on the podcast and she won't even know. So she's going to have to say yes. This is how I've gotten every girl in bed with me.
Jesus.
Just spring it on them at the last minute so that they have the like cornered them. There's no option. It's just, yeah. Whatever it is, I'm down. I heard the last episode you guys were wanting to challenge us to a proper 90s trivia situation.
I have a 90s trivia game.
Oh, I would love to play. Okay.
I was given by someone.
Okay.
He's so stretched out. Like, damn.
I don't know who gave it to me. I wanted to credit the proprietor, but I don't know who gave it to me.
The proprietor.
So I'll be the host because I'm the only one who can be bought.
You're the smartest one.
I am the smartest one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Kevin and Justin versus you and Andy in a game of 90s trivia. The stakes, I don't know what they will be, but that's for Kevin to figure out because he's the brains of this operation.
I thought you were the smart one.
No, I'm just the host. The hostess with the most.
You literally just said a minute ago that you were the smart one.
That's something a stupid person would say.
I'm going to pressure the hell out of Andy to do this because he and I, even though we both do the show together, we had vastly different experiences in the 90s somehow. Like shit I know he has never heard of, and then vice versa. And so I think we could actually be a pretty amazing team.
And I think, Lisa, this game is super fun because it's stuff like, I'm just making one up, but like name, you have to name a video game from the 90s and you have to go back and forth, or like name computer things from the 90s. So gotcha. Like you'll say like Netscape and I'll say AIM and then you'll say dial up and I like, so there's a back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be super fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would love that. Can Booze be involved? Booze has to be involved.
Absolutely.
Booze. I think for sure. I think every time we get an answer wrong, we have to drink.
I'm not sure if you've ever listened to Booze is almost always involved in the With My Next Pick universe.
I'm super surprised it wasn't tonight.
I was going to say this might be the first time that all three of us are completely sober for an episode.
Kevin, can confirm, Kevin?
I worked longer than Topa today. So yes, can confirm. Wow. Can confirm I'm sober.
Lisa, you must be special because we all, none of us are drunk.
Everyone's doing the best for the first lady on the show, I suppose.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, well, we knew if Topa drank, he would have really come out in the fact that how much he hates women, so.
So look for that, people. 90s trivia versus 90s court, as long as Lisa can convince Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to 90s court because it's awesome. Darkwing Duck is the best show ever. So
even over Chip and Dale. Well, I would say even against Chip and Dale as if I care, but I didn't like Chip and Dale and reviewing it. I was like, I thought I liked it. I do not like it. I'm feeling like a poser covering it.
Bought a box set like 2 years ago, a Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers box set. Hated every second of it. So
the voices, you can't make it through. And like, even as a parent now thinking to be like, would I really want that voice in the background all day?
Not never.
No, hell no. I'd rather
threw die, on Darkwing so. Duck the other day for Patey though. Loved it. Still nice. Great. Holds up. So
oh, yeah.
Listen to 90s court. It's yes. awesome.
Wait, Lisa, it was, I just want to say one thing. Cause Lisa, you could hear her today. Right from the jump, like, I hated this. I don't want to talk about this. I don't like it. Like, she's supposed to be competing against Darkwing Duck. And she was like, yeah, I have too much traumatic feelings from this for my childhood to deal with it.
I don't fuck around. I love covering stuff that I don't even like on the show because it's more fun that way. Like, what was that when we covered, I don't hold back. Like what I did, Where's Waldo versus I Spy. Even though I didn't cover I Spy, I annihilated I Spy books because I was like, this was absolute trash. In fact, I'm getting like, I can feel my blood boiling about it right now talking about it. But it's heated, but I don't mess around if I don't like it.
Yeah, she lets people know. That's it. She's like, that's fuck what we it.
Do. Yep. So I got 90s Court. I also have No Skips podcast, the one I do with my husband. So kind of blending all, I mean, yeah, that, gosh, I've learned so much good music from that. I'd never known Led Zeppelin prior to that, like an asshole. I didn't know anything from them. I was like, well, now I know. I mean, I'm better for it, so.
Lisa, so we know, so fans, 90s Court comes out Mondays at 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Eastern?
Yes.
Okay. And then when does No Skips come out?
Wednesday morning, same time.
Wednesday mornings, mm-hmm. 8 a.m. Eastern. Okay, all right. Yeah, what do you have on tap this week? What do you have? What's going on?
This is a tough one. No skips. We're covering this. We're covering Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie. I don't like David Bowie. I've tried so many times in my life, and I feel like an asshole. Like, we covered the Beatles. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't like the Beatles. I've tried.
The only thing I know about David Bowie is he's fucking packing. That's it.
Oh, that's right. From
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Yeah.
You see that? Dude. Like,
yeah, that's all I know. I can't tell you.
Put a pack of breadsticks in the pants with him. Please don't do that.
That was a full baguette. That wasn't breadsticks. That was a whole fucking baguette.
That was that eggplant sandwich Kevin has to pick up tomorrow for his boss.
That's how he's going to deliver it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for coming on this episode. The poll will be up on Thursday. Make sure you vote on Facebook and Twitter. Maybe Lisa will win. Maybe she won't. Probably not Radiohead.
Oh, come on. But
he didn't even take the good Radiohead. Creep.
We're fighting.
Creep. Creep.
Who cares? It was good, but it wasn't as good as OK Computer. Kid A was good. We're fighting.
Android, Pandroid, whatever it was.
Pandering to the Android phones. Yes, that song.
Android.
Paranoid phone, Android was great. It was the cartoon video. You remember the video.
Sounds awesome.
Well done, Justin. Well done. You annoyed me for most of the episode. Well done. You redeemed yourself right there.
He redeemed himself. All right. Thank you guys for listening. For Justin, Kevin, and Lisa, I'm Topa. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Eggplant sandwich!